My name is Alina Lipp. I'm an independent German journalist living in Donetsk. I'm living here for half a year now, telling Germans what is going on in the Donbas region and in Ukraine. And for that, the German authorities now started to persecute me. First they deleted my material in the internet, then they blocked my bank account, blocked the bank account of my father. And yesterday I got this letter from German authorities that they opened now a criminal case against me. So these are the documents. And for Germans, the support of the special operation of Russia in Ukraine is already a criminal act, for which you can obviously get 3 years in prison. In their letter, they are writing that at the 24th of February, I published a post on Telegram saying that the denazification began and that the people of the Donbas region support Russia in their decision to start this special operation. And I was also saying that Ukrainians were killing the people here in Donbas already for several years. Also, they are writing that on the 12th of March, I published a video in which I said that Ukraine is doing a genocide in Donbas. What is interesting in the end of their letter, they are writing that they are not going to invite me to a hearing because this would disturb the investigations. Okay, that's very interesting. So they are persecuting me but don't want to hear me out. What is, by the way, also interesting that on this page there's a big Z on top, and Z is also already forbidden in Germany. It's a symbol for supporting the special operation of Russia, and for that you have to pay. What is happening to me now can now happen to all independent journalists and bloggers, and that's why I would like to propose you, dear colleagues, that we are going to start to work together more to support each other against the censorship in the West. There are some colleagues of mine, some independent international colleagues, we started already such projects, and if this is interesting for you, you can write me and we are going to work together.